Have you ever felt like the world's value system is completely backwards? That those who should be lifted up are pushed down while those who hoard power and wealth are celebrated? That the voices that most need to be heard are the ones being silenced? In the Gospel of Luke, a young woman named Mary sings a song that announces God is turning this broken system completely upside down. Her song, which we call the Magnificat, is a vision of the topsy-turvy kingdom that her son Jesus will embody and proclaim. I'm Jay Voorhees, and this is Walking in the Way of Jesus. So we're taking a brief pause in our journey through Mark's Gospel to reflect on one of the most revolutionary texts in all of Scripture. As we move through Advent towards Christmas, we turn to Mary's song, the Magnificat, from the Gospel of Luke. This ancient song of praise announces the radical reversals at the heart of God's kingdom, reversals that Jesus will live out in everything he does and says. Today's reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone, from one generation to the next, who honors him as God. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants, forever. As you've gone through your life, where have you experienced the world's value system, the celebration of power, wealth, and status? Have you ever felt dismissed or overlooked or pushed to the margins by those with power or privilege? What would it look like for God to reverse these patterns in your community, or for that matter, in your life? Mary's song is dangerous. This young, unwed, poor woman from an occupied territory stands up and announces that God is about to turn the entire social order upside down. The powerful will be toppled. The hungry will feast. The rich will go away empty. The lowly shall be lifted up. This isn't wishful thinking about some distant future. Mary uses the present tense. God has scattered, has pulled down, has lifted up, has filled. In God's kingdom, these reversals are already underway. What makes Mary a prophet is that she sees what God is doing before anyone else. She's carrying in her womb the one who will embody these reversals, who will touch lepers, eat with tax collectors, welcome children, challenge religious authorities, and ultimately die on a cross between two thieves. Jesus will live out this topsy-turvy kingdom his mother announces. But here's what we must wrestle with. Mary's song forces us to ask which side of the reversal we're on. Are we among the lowly being lifted up, or the powerful being pulled down? Are we hungry and being filled, or rich and being sent away empty? The good news of God's topsy-turvy kingdom might make us uncomfortable, because grace extended to the margins often means those of us at the center must let go of our privileged place. Let's hear this passage again from Luke 1:46 through 55. With all my heart, I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone, from one generation to the next, who honors him as God. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Abraham's descendants forever. Take a moment to think again about this topsy-turvy world. How's God calling you to live out the values of Jesus? Let's pray together. God of reversals, you look with favor on the lowly and pull down the powerful from their thrones. Help us to trust in your topsy-turvy kingdom, where the last are first and the hungry are filled with good things. Give us the courage of Mary to say yes to your radical work in the world, even when it challenges our comfort and calls us to let go of our privilege. Make us instruments of your reversals, lifting up those the world pushes down. In the name of Jesus, your beloved one, we pray together the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.